At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's Offen Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. A show with a producer that may have just needed a hug. Anthony Haney?
He needed a hug.
AMAC needed a hug.
Yeah.
Is it because he spent 3 hours with a rooster crawling today?
What a long day.
Oh, what do they do on their show?
Hey, like, I couldn't tell you.
So I was here very early today because I had to meet with Drabby. And I walked out right before their show started, and I looked at AMAC, and I went, "You ready for another ride on the Rooster roller coaster?" And he's like, "Always, man." I guess he wasn't ready.
I don't think so either, man.
Appears he wasn't quite ready. We're ready, though, to do something today, as it is 2 weeks from tonight, the NFL Draft's first round. On that day, Anthony, we will not work for 3 hours as usual. And like we are going to, I say as usual, I don't remember the last 3 hour show we actually had. We've been unlucky to have our show cut short so many times. These earlier days where we don't have to, I mean, don't get to put in a full shift, just an absolute travesty that we are so sad about that we have decided on draft night, we are going to broadcast an extra hour. Thank God we have some three-hour shows this week because, man, if we tried to go from these two-hour 45, two-hour, two-hour 15-minute shows to a four-hour show, we would be dead, Anthony.
Man.
We got it. We got to ramp up. Maybe we could take Friday off. No, I'm just kidding. We have to talk about who they drafted or didn't. Talk about the trade they made. We'll figure it out. But in honor of us being 2 weeks from the first round, we are going to do our first mock draft for the entire hour. So starting in the next segment, I will be on the clock with the odd picks. Anthony has the evens because next week, as we're 1 week from the draft, we will do another, our second, I guess, and final mock draft. I guess we could do one on draft day. That actually is not a bad idea. But we will alternate in these first two mocks who picks first and thus who also picks 29th for the Commanders. We will also go no trades today. So maybe we'll get some trades in on the next one, but we're just going to simply go no trades today. Later on in the show today, Bub Carrington will join us, 6:30. He won a very cool award for his off-the-court work, and obviously he's continued to really grow on the court. Had a great chat with Bub a little earlier today. They'll be flying later on, or they're flying right now to Chicago. But we were able to tape with Bub before he got on the plane. So had a great chat with Bub. We'll air that for you at 6:30 tonight. So if you're in the car now and want to hear my chat with Bub Carrington, make sure you check out the podcast later. Anthony, before the show, you were doing a lot of prep work, though, for this mock draft. Take me inside your process and why you have one as opposed to just pulling up a big board and or using the knowledge off the top of your head. Like, you made a whole spreadsheet and everything.
Yeah, I was more so just trying to figure out teams' draft needs and narrowing down who could possibly be on the board. Because I feel like some of the picks we already know, like we – feel as though, you know, Cam Ward's probably going to get taken first overall. By
what if I didn't? What if I just totally threw a wrench in this thing?
Well, go ahead and do that, Craig.
I'm not going to do that. I would pretty confident that I'm gonna take Cam Ward one.
Yeah, so I'm more so just going off that prior knowledge, and I didn't get too far. I think I'm down on like pick 14, but I can't really go any further than that just because I don't know what you're going to do that may make me want to do something else. So I didn't get too far.
That's the thing that I was like, why are you getting so far ahead of yourself?
Yeah, I can't.
No.
You had to stop. I had to stop.
Yeah, like have some self-control there, sir.
I got some options, though.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. The other thing that I will say is we have in the past struggled, Anthony, with some of the technology to get the actual mock draft on the screen live. We've been able to record our screen and then in the on-demand version later on YouTube. I do believe that I have figured out the problem since a year ago when we tried this, and I'll pull it up right now. Don't threaten me with a good time. The war room is working.
It's open?
Yeah. It's currently is a blank PFF. We're going to use PFF's mock draft simulator, which is, I guess, less relevant than other times when we use, like, for instance, we're going to do a mock draft next Thursday on Take Command. And we're going to do multiple rounds. The guest on that, we announced it today on Take Command, but I'm going to announce it on this show during Never Read the Comments today of who is going to be our guest picker because Logan is on vacation. But we're going to do a 7-round mock, which means we're going to have a lot of simulation. So which simulator we use matters more than today when we're making all the picks. So it matters some because I got to make sure that I don't, you know, if Trevor Sikkema and the folks at PFF don't like a player as much as me, I got to make sure that I have the right list in front of me. But yeah, that's other than that, it doesn't really matter. But so we got PFF's mock draft simulator that you'll be able to follow along. So if this is an interesting exercise to you and you are not currently driving in your car, or you are and you are headed home and you will be home soon, then pull up YouTube at the Team 980. And you will be able to see and follow along who has been picked recently and kind of see who we're scrolling through in the options. So this, you know, we're a multimedia show. We try to make everything as accessible on the radio as possible and you know, interesting visually on the YouTubes. But this is one where it sometimes is nice to have the picks in front of you. I listen to a lot of mock drafts. It's perfectly fine. And you don't have to be high tech either. Do you ever listen to the ones that Mina does?
No, I never listened.
So Mina does what she calls a war room mocks, and she basically has a guest on and gives them two options, and they have to pick. And although they do have some very nice graphics and stuff on that show, in the moment, Mina just has a whiteboard and writes down the names, and it's just like, which one do you want? It's very funny. It's good work out of her. So yeah, that's where we're at. We have the PFF screen up on the board. And we will let you follow along that way. So, with that said, when we get back, I'm on the clock with the first overall pick, which means Anthony is basically on the clock with the second overall pick. And we are going to spend the next 45 minutes picking every single pick of the first round. Sometime around 4:50-ish is probably where we'll get to the Commanders pick. And beyond that, we'll let you hear a conversation with Dane Brugler at 5 o'clock that we had on Take Command today. So, it's an NFL draft-heavy show 2 weeks from the first round here on the Team 980. All right, we are in the war room and ready to go. Hoffman Show Mock Draft 1.0 here on the Team 980. We are diving right in. The rules are simple. No trades, which is funny because there actually have been no trades. Every single team has one pick. It is their own original first round pick. This has never happened this late in the process. We'll see if there's any craziness on draft night, but as of now, we're just going to do no trades. Anthony has the even number pick, so he'll start at number 2. I've got the odd number pick, so I am on the clock at number 1. Anthony, I don't think there's a whole lot to do here other than take the guy that we think is going to go number 1, which is Cam Ward, the quarterback out of Miami. Cam is a good prospect for sure. He's not one of the top flight guys like we had last year when Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, or Drake May, but he would be in that bucket with Michael Penix, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, etc., depending on where you had McCarthy. But Ward, definitely a guy that could push to be a top 10 quarterback. He's got a great story, had to earn it, and did, and he's going to be the top pick in the real draft. He's the top pick in our draft. Cam Ward, number one off the board. To the Tennessee Titans.
I like that pick, Craig. Coming in at number two, though, for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
I think I'm going to take the best player on the board. And
that depends on what you think is the best player on the board.
Exactly. And I think that person is Abdul Carter.
Oh.
I'm going with Abdul Carter because, again, Craig, people forget the Browns were in the playoffs 2 years ago, led by their defense. So the fact you just re-up with Myles Garrett, you bring Abdul Carter in to also wreak havoc on the other side. I think this is a match made in heaven for Cleveland. They want to lead with their defense. They'll figure things out on the offensive side of the ball, but if you have a strong defense, I think they'll be able to, you know, make some noise.
So I think this is probably the correct pick. However, I do think there's an interesting case to be made for Travis Hunter on defensive grounds. I think most evaluators think he could be a very good wide receiver, but is a better corner prospect, like a truly elite corner prospect. And they've got guys, but their guys have been hurt a lot.
Yep.
And Denzel Ward is probably one concussion away from retirement. There's folks that think he should just retire anyway, because he's had like six of them. So I think there's a chance to say, hey, yeah, we're going to double down on defense and not take the quarterback. We're going with Travis Hunter. The Giants, I think, are perfectly fine with Travis Hunter falling to them. And the number three pick, I think they also pass on quarterback. It seems like that's the latest reporting, that they are out on Shedeur Sanders, a team that was desperate to try to get up and get Drake May or Jaden Daniels last year. Obviously, they couldn't because the teams that had those picks knew exactly what they were getting. And I think they wait. I think they would love to trade out probably on some level. Recoup some more draft capital, see what they can do later. But I think if they wind up with Travis Hunter and can not have Deontay Banks be their number one corner moving forward, I think that's a big boost to their secondary. Plus, since they already have a number one receiver, they can just use Travis Hunter as a gadget player offensively, give him a very small type of package and use him both ways while not having to make this tough decision of like, is this guy our number one receiver? No, we have Malik Nabers for that. So Travis Hunter goes 3 to New York.
I like that pick, man. And if I'm the Patriots, I'm like upset because that's who I would have gone with if he had fallen to 4. However, he doesn't fall. I think the Patriots at 4, they bolster their offensive line. They take the best offensive tackle in the draft. I'm going with Will Campbell out of LSU. This guy's given up one sack in his last 30 games at LSU. Again, you have a rookie quarterback in Drake May, or soon-to-be second-year quarterback in Drake May. You want to make sure you pair him up with, you know, somebody that's going to be his blindside protector. I think Will Campbell can be that guy. And I think this is their pick at 4 if Travis Hunter isn't available.
Yeah, I think they're probably pretty ticked off that one of the quarterbacks doesn't go higher here. But just the reality is, I think the closer we get, the less the buzz is around Shedeur being a top 5 pick. My other question for New England is, are they one of these teams that has Armon Membu ahead of Will Campbell?
Okay.
Everyone's just saying like Will Campbell mm-hmm. To New England. So maybe everyone's got the same information. But I mean, Armon Membu is a super intriguing prospect with probably a higher upside and a higher upside of sticking at tackle, where there's definitely a lot of people that are O-line evaluators that are like, I don't know, man, I think Will Campbell might wind up being a guard. Got a little bit shorter arms, and not as bad as it measured at the combine, but the tape is really good. And then the other thing with Armon Membu is, he played right tackle at Mizzou.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to ask.
Kenny flipped to left.
Yeah.
People kind of, I think, are taking that for granted, even if they like, I think part of the problem is people like Membu better than Campbell. They just don't know that he can play left tackle because he hasn't done it before. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is kind of the issue. All right. Part of me, just for entertainment's sake, wants to go absolutely crazy and do something wild at 5 with the Jags. If I were to do that, what it would probably look like is going with one of the tight ends, which The problem is it's a top five pick. You just don't take a tight end with the fifth overall pick. But I've heard multiple people that I respect say they think Tyler Warren is the best pass catcher in this draft. And they also that Colston Loveland is the best pass catcher in this draft. They need a tight end. They got rid of Evan Ingram this offseason. They need to figure out a good safety blanket. And a guy like Loveland, especially, who's got some vertical speed, or frankly, a guy like Warren, who's a battering ram after the catch, is tempting. But every single mock draft I have seen has Mason Graham going to the Jags. And so I'm just going to go, I think, with the consensus and not mess up the rest of the draft and say that Mason Graham, Loveland's Michigan teammate, is the pick here, defensive lineman. He's got some short arms. He's built like the Kalijah Kancies of the world, but his tape is crazy good. He's super productive. And I'm just going to go Mason Graham. This is a bad year to have a top five pick, man. These guys should be more like in the 12 to 15 range, 10 to 15, 10 to 18 range. Some of these guys that were Campbell, Graham, and, you know, a lot of these other guys that typically would be farther down because of what positions they play. But it's the next best guy on the board. So we're going there.
All right, here we go, Craig. I'm not going to lie. This really might shake up the draft because you're going to be like, what? No way. If I'm the Raiders here.
Oakland Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders on the clock at 6.
I'm going Shedeur Sanders.
Wow, that is absolutely not going to happen.
You don't think so?
They just signed Geno to an extension.
You gave him a two-year. You gave him a two-year extension.
I guess.
What if it doesn't pan out? What if you really like, you know, what you see in Shedeur Sanders?
This is going, I mean, look, if you like it,
I'm just saying,
young quarterback, you take it.
We saw the Falcons do it last year.
We sure did.
So I'm saying it's not out of the realm of possibility.
But Geno's coming off a good, look, it's your pick. It's your pick. This is also a radio show, so I'm gonna push back for the whole point of having a discussion, which is actually the point of the radio show slash multimedia digital explosion of knowledge. I just think that Shedeur Sanders is not the kind of guy that you would take that kind of risk with. And I also think that like the Falcons got crushed for a reason. It's so much resources. Now, Geno's contract's not crazy. It's like, I actually hate this less than I hate what the Falcons did, where they brought Cousins in as a free agent, where Geno didn't pick the Raiders. They picked him. So he's a little bit less or a little bit more of their mercy. But I also think just from a locker room management standpoint, to trade for a guy, give him an extension, and then draft his replacement before he's even taken a training camp snap, I don't like the way that goes down. Okay, that definitely shakes up the draft. The Jets are sitting there at 7. I don't think they would take Shedeur if he was available. Now that's not even an option. Man, you know what I'm going to do with the Jets? I'm going to take the guy that I think might wind up being the best tackle in this draft. They need tackle help. Last year tried the old man route with Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses. They also took Olufashanu, but I think I'm going to go Armon Membu. And if they between the two of them, one of you play left, one of you play right. I don't really care which one's which, but they need another tackle. Armon Membu to the Jets at 7.
All right, I like that pick. At 8, the Panthers. They need help everywhere, but especially on the defensive side of the ball, I think most mocks have this guy falling to them. He's the second best edge in a lot of mocks anyway, and that's Georgia's Jalen Walker.
Yeah,
I think he's just a one man wrecking crew, to be honest. And I was looking at some of his film; it's a little scary. You said he's not Micah Parsons esque.
Well, no, but, he is, you know, Micah Parsons esque. He's just not as good as Micah Parsons.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he's not as explosive as an athlete, yeah. But the same stuff that was the problem with Micah coming out was like, what position does this guy play? Jeremy Green, who was on our podcast last week on Take Command, he's like, I love Jalen Walker to Washington. Now, chances he falls, probably not very good, but there are teams that are going to pass on Jalen Walker because they don't know what to do with him. Or they're going to look at him as an off-ball linebacker and be like, I don't know how good he's going to be there. If he is a movable chess piece a la what Dan Quinn did with Micah early in his career, this guy could be nasty. And he is being mocked to Carolina in every mock draft that I see. If he doesn't go there, then I think it's interesting to see how Mari or how far he falls.
Yeah.
So Jalen Walker to Carolina. All right. 9. The Saints.
Uh oh.
I actually don't think this is that hard of a pick. There's a chance the best player in this draft is Ashton Jeanthy. They need a running back that can pair with Alvin Kamara and then ultimately replace Alvin Kamara. Ashton Jeanthy like is an Alvin Kamara type of guy. Just done. Ashton Jeanthy. Tet McMillan's a little bit intriguing there, but I have questions about Tet McMillan. All right, the Bears are pissed because they wanted Ashton Jeanthy. Who you got for the Bears at 10?
I'm going to go edge, Mike Green, more defensive line help. They did sign Dayo Odegbo in the offseason, but I think this is another guy that you can put on that front line, and when you have to get out the quarterback, he's going to do that. He might be the best pure.
He might. Logan has him in his top tier. Yeah. Of like he's the like 6-7 players. Mike Green's up there based off the tape. Of course, there are off-field questions with him. So teams seem to be okay with what they found on that front, but we'll see how high or how far he falls based off that stuff. Mike Green off the board at 10. Okay, so that is Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Will Campbell, Mason Graham, Shedeur Sanders, Armon Membu, Jalen Walker, Ashton Jeanthy, Mike Green off the board. We pick up with the 49ers at 11 next on The Hoffman Show.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Toffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We are in the middle of our mock draft 1.0. Anthony and I alternating picks, no trades allowed. We are on the clock with the San Francisco 49ers at 11, Anthony. And I've got the pick. You got the Cowboys coming up next. Dolphins, Colts, Falcons coming after that. I think for the San Francisco 49ers, I think they would love it if one of the tackles, Campbell or Membu, fell. I think they're an intriguing spot to watch for some other offensive linemen as well. But there's one player who's been mocked a lot in the top 10 who has fallen a bit here, and that's Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan. I think the San Francisco 49ers would, assuming that he fits their scheme, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know every single bit of the 49ers scheme, but this is a guy that is super intriguing. You know, some of his testing numbers, they were waiting to see, teams were because of, where he finished the season injury wise. But assuming all that stuff checks out, Will Johnson, probably the best guy on the board, certainly at one of the premier positions. And I'm going to go Will Johnson for the 49ers.
I love that pick. Love that pick. Especially when you lose Charvarius Ward.
Yeah.
For the Cowboys, they need wide receiver help, Craig.
And I
know,
do it?
I know earlier you said you had your reservations about Tet McMillan. Can I hear why you have your concerns?
So there's questions just about how much he loves it. This is a guy who on tape, you occasionally see some plays that aren't exactly locked in. And then there's a quote that came out from him his sophomore year that he doesn't like really watch or doesn't watch a lot of football. It's just kind of, you know, is what it is. But you've also heard some good, great interviews with him where he's, you know, like, hey, this is my job and you know, I'm professional and all that kind of stuff. So I the farther down you get, the less I care about that. And for a guy who certainly could be a top 10 pick, like I wouldn't be afraid of Tet McMillan, especially when I got CeeDee Lamb already. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have Matthew Golden being mocked here out of Texas. But if Tet McMillan's on the board, it feels like that might be the way they would go instead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Tet. I really like the fact that he can be that 1B, like just like they have in Cincinnati. You have Jamar, you have T, you have CeeDee and Tet. I think that can go hand in hand. He can beat man, and he's a big target as well. So for Dallas, sadly, I'm going Tet McMillan.
Tet McMillan off the board. Okay. The Miami Dolphins. Let me pull up couple of things here. So I think I would probably go in one of two directions here. They need offensive line help badly. And my question would be, like on PFF's board, Tyler Booker is the 49th ranked player. There are some people that might have a top 10 grade on the dude. He is wildly all over the place. So depending on what they want, Tyler Booker might be the pick here. But I think I'm going to go with Kelvin Banks out of Texas, who might have a chance to play tackle, and if not, probably kicks inside to guard. I think Dane ultimately listed him as a guard on the Beast and in his final top 100. They've got him listed here as a tackle on PFF, but I think either way, they're in good shape. I'm going to go Kelvin Banks out of Texas.
Craig.
Which I think just made your life at 14.
It did make my life at 14 just because the guy that I wanted the Colts to go after is still available, but it does hurt my pick at 16. But it's okay. It's okay. I got some time. At 14, the Colts are going to bolster that offense even more.
Yeah.
We're getting the best tight end in the draft. Tyler Warren, baby. Penn State.
That feels like the right pick.
Yeah.
That 100% feels like the right pick. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to simply, for the Atlanta Falcons, on the clock at 15, pull up the edge rushers. And this becomes a, which kind of edge rusher do you want? So, Donovan Ezeraku, interesting. James Pierce Jr., interesting. Mykel Williams, interesting. Shamar Stewart, on down the list of guys. Those are the top guys on PFF's board. If I pull up Dane's list in the Beast, he has Abdul Carter, Jalen Walker, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, Mikael Williams. So I'm going to say this is down to either Mikael Williams or Shamar Stewart. I would probably go with Shamar Stewart. I am incredibly intrigued by the Texas A&M defensive end. So I'm just going to do it. There's part of me that says, well, you know, the Falcons have always gotten crushed for not taking Georgia kids, and are they going to really pass on another one? But I'm gonna go Shamar Stewart for the Falcons and hope that Shamar Stewart isn't cursed by the fact that he's now an Atlanta Falcons pass rusher and they all wind up being bad.
This is tough, man.
Arizona Cardinals on the clock at 16 for Ant.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie, Craig. Initially, I was going to go Kelvin Banks for the Cardinals, getting some more offensive line help. However, I don't know if I want to go DB. I don't know if I want to go to receiver. There's a DB out there that is really good, man. I think I'm going to go offense, though. I think I'm going to partner this guy up with Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, and give Kyler one more weapon. I'm going Matthew Golden out of Texas.
I don't hate that pick. I don't hate that pick for them if you don't like any of the offensive linemen available. So Matthew Golden, Texas wide receiver off the board. All right, which brings us to the Cincinnati Bengals at 17. They got to do something on defense. And like, are they really going to take another nickel in Jahdae Barron? He's probably the best defensive player on the board.
Man.
Do you go Jahad Campbell and say, we're going to take a guy who might be able to play linebacker, might be able to play edge? Do you go supplant your defensive line with a guy like Kenneth Grant? Super disruptive. Really interesting. Malachi Starks is a guy. Logan loves Starks. Man, this is tough. Or do you go Gray Zabel and go, hey, we need to get better running the football, and getting an offensive lineman is a good way to do that.
Craig, please don't mess up my draft board again.
With the 17th pick in the we're gonna mess up Anthony's board draft, the Cincinnati Bengals decide not to go defense and go Gray Zabel, offensive lineman, North Dakota State.
Are you serious, Craig? Oh, my gosh. It's okay. It's okay, Craig. There are other guards available, sadly. But, yes, I was definitely leaning Gray Zabel for the Seahawks. They need help on the offensive line, the interior. Since Gray is – let me go to Dane. Since Gray is off the board, I think it's only right I end up with Tyler Booker, guard out of Alabama.
So you're going to go, okay. Which, by the way, Dane's top-ranked guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely not an unreasonable selection here. Again, people are all over the place. Even though the average draft position in the PFF mock draft simulator for Tyler Booker is in the second round. Tyler Booker off the board at 18 to Seattle. Gray Zabel is absolutely, that sucks. Like, if I'm Seattle, I'm calling Cincinnati and being like, I will trade you something so that we can get Gray Zabel, because since Seattle needs center and guard, and he could play either one. All right. I think at 19, I'm going to take off the board one of the more intriguing prospects in this draft. Jahad Campbell is an off-ball linebacker / edge who I don't know if he's actually an off-ball linebacker, but Tampa needs both. And so it's also tempting to go, frankly, Malachi Starks here or Jahdae Barron here. But I think I'm going to go with Jahad Campbell for the Bucs, and just they're going to hope that he plays real hard and runs through people's faces and go from there.
Bama boys back to back. I think also with Todd Bowles, he's going to make a way to make sure he's really effective.
Yeah.
Round out 20, I'm going to Broncos. I think everybody already knows the obvious pick here, Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina.
All right, so you're going with the obvious there, Omarion Hampton. All right, let's get through 22 here. So we each have one more pick. Steelers at 21. You took Shador off the board.
I did indeed. I told you he wasn't falling to 21, baby. Told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing is, Jackson Dart, in a way, because it's a white quarterback, feels so Kenny Pickett-y, but they are totally different players. My other temptation outside of going quarterback, I mean, they just so desperately need one. That's the thing. But they also need safety, and they also could use a tackle, and there are good players available at those positions. Malachi Starks is, and frankly, Nick Amanawori are both really, really tempting. Here, could also see them going Josh Simmons or Josh Connerly or Donovan Jackson. I'm gonna go Malachi Starks.
I love the pick.
I think there's a chance that he's like the Kyle Hamilton of this draft, where everyone just looks back in a couple years and is like, damn, why didn't we pick him? And that feels like a very Steelers-y thing to do. Malachi Starks, off the board at 21.
All right, and for my last pick, I'm going with some type of Michigan connection, Craig.
Which one? There's two guys that are very eligible here.
I think I'm going to go with tight end, Coastin Loveland.
I really would love to see him fall to Washington. That's your Zach Ertz replacement, but okay, fine. Green Bay's on the clock. They are up next, followed by Minnesota, the Texans, L.A., Baltimore, Lions, and then the Commanders will do the entire rest of the first round in our mock draft 1.0 next here on the Team 980. Mock draft 1.0. We have reached the back third, which thankfully is where the Washington Commanders are selecting. The Green Bay Packers are on the board at 23. I'm taking the odd teams. Anthony's got the evens, meaning I've got the Commanders pick coming up. But at 23, Anthony, I actually don't think this is that hard of a pick at this point, because I feel like there is one player that's probably fallen a little bit too far, and that is Jahdae Barron, the corner out of Texas. Packers could definitely use the help and the speed in their secondary. So Jahdae Barron, he's going to be the pick for me at 23 for the Green Bay Packers. Vikings are on the board for you at 24.
Love that pick for you, Mr. Craig Hoffman. At 24, the Vikings are on the clock, and we're going to go with safety, Nick Emanwori. You lose Cam Bynum. Harrison Smith is on the back end of his career. I think this is probably the best safety, if not other than Malachi Starks, that's available. He's fast. He's physical. I think this is the pick for him. Brian Flores will know how to utilize him.
I think Emanwori studying under Harrison Smith for a year, that could be amazing for him in the long term. The fact that they may not need him to start right away, but he could potentially earn it. I love that for Emanwori. All right, the Texans. Let me just do this the easy way. They could use wide receiver, and they could use offensive line. I think I'm going to do this for the Texans. I'm going to go with Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle out of Ohio State. This is a guy that might be a top 10 pick if he doesn't hurt his knee. Now, the knee injury is pretty significant, but if the medical all checks out and they wind up using that pick to replace Laremy Tunsil and he winds up being a top 10 tackle, like, that all is going to work out for Houston. It doesn't say it's not going to work out for Washington having Tunsil for the here and now, but that seems like a really smart use of that pick. And hopefully he's ready to go for the season. If not, they need a long-term solution there, and they can find something else in the short term.
All right. At 26, I'm a bit torn. The Rams definitely need cornerback help. But I'm not sure if they should lean Maxwell Harrison, Trey Amos.
I don't know. It's your pick.
I think Trey Amos. I think I'm going to go with Trey Amos.
Okay.
That's who I'm going with. I think he's a better, just pure man-to-man corner. Shut down.
Yeah, Amos, I mean, he's definitely interesting. I don't know, that's who I would have gone with for...
I mean, you took Jahdae Barron. That's who I was going to go with if he would have fell to the Rams.
All right.
I had to pivot real quick.
The Baltimore Ravens on the clock, they could use some guard play. They could use an edge. They could use a DB. I think they, like, they're very good at coaching guys up and getting them in the right spots. I think Mykel Williams, the edge out of Georgia, could be an interesting guy for them. So I'm going to go that route for Baltimore. It got some nice physicality to him. I'm just going to keep things simple on the edge and go with Mykel Williams, which leaves the Detroit Lions at 28 on the clock.
Craig, you just know how to mess up my board, man. I'm over here cooking some stuff up, and every time I have a name down, Jahdae Barron last time, Mykel Williams this time, it's just like, man, I keep missing him.
I guess you got a good board because you're picking the guys that I would pick.
All right, so since Mykel Williams is off the board, I think the Lions are in need of more edge help opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. They sort of kind of ran into this problem last year. Interior defensive line and also at edge. But I think Donovan, can you help me out with his last name?
Ezeraku
is the best play available, and I think that's who they should go with.
So that probably makes Commanders fans want to pull their hair out. Because he would have been the guy that I picked for them at 29. So now I'm left with a conundrum. I'm left with like a fairly significant conundrum here. So the two best players probably available on the board. And if I look at, for instance, Dane Brugler's list. So here's his top. I'm just going to read off guys here until we get some names that are available. And you'll notice, I think, a pattern on the two dudes that are named first. Hunter, Carter, Genty, Graham, Walker, Campbell, Membu, Warren, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, Colson Loveland, Tet McMillan, Cam Ward, Jahad Campbell, Matthew Golden, Derek Harmon, still available. Nick Emmanuori, Will Johnson, Malachi Starks, Josh Simmons, Mykel Williams, Donovan Ezeraku. Okay, Josh Connerly still available. He's got him at 23. Tyler Booker, Kenneth Grant, still available. Two of the top three players available are defensive tackles. And I think there are teams that are like Dane that have Derek Harmon as a top 20 player in this draft. I just don't know that I can, with Payne and the second rounder on Newton last year and the needs they have, I don't know whether I would just say screw it. But here's what I would say. If I am the Commanders and I've got what, you know, I would call my horizontal board, right? So I've got tier one, tier two, tier three. And if they've got Harmon or Grant, for that matter, in tier one, and there's nobody else up there, you've already decided throughout the process that that guy is worth it. And I would just take Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle, out of Oregon. I don't know how consensus that is, though, and I don't feel strongly enough to go out on a limb and do that for Grant or Harmon over some of the other options available. I will say this is about as bad as I feel like it can get for the Commanders in terms of a worst case scenario for the guys that I would want to fall. Ezeraku, I would love to see him fall. James Pierce, I know a lot of people are probably screaming right now and say, like, I take Pierce. That dude does not say Commander to me. There are real questions about how much he loves football, the football character. I'm good on that. So I think what I would do here is go wide receiver. I think the best player on the board, outside the defensive tackles, and he would be in the same class, is in a way one of the most boring players in this draft, because he's just good all the time at everything, even though I don't think he's great at anything. And Terry's getting another Buckeye in the receiver room, and I'm going to take a Mecca Igbuka out of Ohio State for the Commanders.
Oh! Oh, my gosh. A Mecca Igbuka. Okay. At 29?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll recap this later.
We will. At 6 o'clock, in fact.
Yes, sir.
On this very radio show.
At 30, the Bills, we saw last year they needed cornerback help, especially in the playoffs. They were going at Kyer Elam last year. So you need someone opposite of Christian Benford. So I'm going to go cornerback Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky.
Like that. All right. I'm going to go Josh Connerly, the tackle out of Oregon, who might be able to flex inside to guard, or it might need to. We'll see. But the Chiefs swing again at the offensive line. That's where I would go there. I would consider defensive lineman for them as well, either Grant or Harmon. And I'm guessing you're probably going to go one of those two for Philadelphia.
I'm going to go James Pierce for the Eagles.
I hope that he hates football and and that doesn't work out for them. All right. That's our draft. Again, if you want to rewatch the full thing, we had the War Room live on YouTube the entire time. So yeah, if you would like to follow along visually, you joined us late. You can also rewind, of course, in the Odyssey app on the audio version or check out the podcast in full afterwards. When we get back, a guy who knows quite a bit about this NFL draft. In fact, I would argue he knows more than basically anybody else that's not working for an NFL team. Dane Brugler joined us on Take Command today, and you'll hear it next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.